We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Before I forget, guys, which has been known to happen, I want to give out, announce the winner from the Ask Ross segment is David from Lakewood Ranch in Florida. So, David, look out for my email to get your shirt size, your mailing address, and you know what? That KSN polo shirt will be perfect for those nice days down there in Florida. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Sarasota area. Nice.
Is that where it is? Yeah, that's a great
area. Absolutely.
Great area. Anyway, it is time to talk about some of these redshirt freshmen. Just to let you know, we went through the last couple weeks, Joey Porter Jr., Daquan Hardy, Tyler Rudolph, Smith Vilbert, Joseph Darkwa, and Akeem Beeman. You could go back to our app, Keystone Sports, to the website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and you could find that information if you like. This week, we have a really nice set of players that we're going to hit on. Let's start with Devon Ellis. He is a four-star defensive tackle out of Maryland. He's listed at 6'1", 292. Bob, let's start with you. Are we going to see Devon Ellis this season?
You know, they definitely have a need. So if guys like Fred Hansard don't materialize, or Judge Culpepper, you know, if some of those guys don't step up, I think they might not have a choice. He's in a lot of ways, he's a little bit like PJ Mustipher Light. And I say that because they went to the same school. They know each other well. They're both from Maryland, McDonough. But, you know, PJ's a bigger guy, you know, 6'4", a little bit over 300. You mentioned Ellie's a 6'1", 292. I'm not saying they're similar players, but just different builds, very talented players, both four stars. PJ was ready to play in a reserve role as a true freshman. So I would not count out Devon Ellie's as a contender to get some reps inside. Not the biggest defensive tackle, but maybe that's okay as well. Maybe more quick than powerful, but they need a little bit. They don't need everyone to be 320 pounds in the middle of that defensive line. He's definitely a guy to watch. He's definitely a guy I think that could make a big jump. When you talk about the redshirt freshman, as we have, and we will continue to talk about him, he's not a name that is the first one that we really talk about, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he can't have a real productive career at Penn State and even become a role player this year, because obviously they want Shelton and Mustipher to start, but they're going to play at least four, maybe five guys. And I don't think once you get past those two and maybe Fred Hansard, I don't know that anyone's locked up any of those reserve roles, Andy.
Yeah, I think there's snaps to be had at this position. And I would throw Devon in there. I'd throw him in there with Akeem Beeman. Because to me, it's you've got Shelton, Mustipher, and Hansard, right? After that, it is all bets are on. I think you've got four or five guys, and you're looking for primo rotation snaps, right? If you're the fourth defensive tackle, you're gonna get a good amount of snaps of games. I think there is nobody that you could say is a favorite or in that position. I mean, you've got Judge Culpepper, you got Damian Barber, you got Akeem Beeman, and now you've got Devon. So there's four guys right there that I all think are looking for the snaps of that fourth inside, you know, defensive tackle position. And I'm like, why not him? I mean, he's a little bit different, but there is opportunity for him. And I think that is definitely clear.
Hey, Bob, one of the things I look at with these guys, I see what their listed height and weight currently. I also go back and look to see what they were listed at coming out of high school. Usually they've put on weight. With Devon Ellis, out of high school, he was listed at 300 pounds, now at 292, which means they wanted to do something different with his body than many of the other players. Could you speak to how he looks as a player, how he's changed from high school to this point, 8 pounds lighter?
Yeah, it could be a couple things, Jimmy. He definitely looks a lot better. He looks a lot stronger, even though he's maybe a couple of pounds less than what he was listed at as a recruit. He still looks like he's added some good size. And sometimes coming out of winter conditioning, it's maybe they want to take that weight off and put on some good weight. In other words, maybe when he was 300 in high school, it wasn't necessarily as defined as what he looks at 290. And they could have, when they get here early, they might just want to tear him down a little bit and then have him put on the weight, and make it really good weight. So he still could end up, I would think, around 300 pounds at 6'1", not 6'2". But they might just have taken some of the bad weight off of him, and they're going to put it back on him. But he'll be able to carry it better.
All right. Next up on our list is Lance Dixon. He's a 4-star out of Michigan. There's that Michigan recruiting pipeline again. And he's listed, Andy, at 6'2", 223. And I emphasize that because for him, coming out of high school, he was listed at 6'2", 201. So he's gone 201 to 223, which is kind of interesting. What do you got? What do you see from Lance Dixon, Andy?
Yeah, so we know he's talented, right? I mean, he's put on 15, 20 pounds at Penn State. He's up 10 pounds this year already from where he was last season. So he made one step, before last season started, then he's put on a little more. Simply, there wasn't any enough room at the end last year, and he was too small to play, right? That's why he's a red shirt freshman. But I know he's talented. I know he's fast. I know his first step is incredible. I know he might even be the fastest linebacker, straight line speed in the room, without a doubt. He's freakishly athletic. He can contribute. Is there room for him at the end? That's my question, Bob Flounders. I can see that there might not be enough room at the end for a dude like this, really, but you could see it that way. And that's not a reflection on Lance necessarily.
Yeah. I think that, it's normal for him to go. He's going to have to earn his spot. And I think that, going into when football resumes, right, he's going to be behind Jesse, and he's going to be behind, obviously, on the outside. And they're looking at Ellis Brooks on the inside. But look, I don't think there's much argument that Penn State's three most athletic linebackers are Micah Parsons, Brandon Smith, and this kid. The question is, how soon can they get them on the field, maybe at the same time, or how soon can they get two of these three guys on the field at the same time? Because Penn State needs to get faster at this level, and I'm going to mention one game in particular. What killed them at Ohio State last year was the quarterback runs. It wasn't so much the running back; it was what that quarterback was able to do with his legs. James Franklin acknowledged it, afterward. And it was once he got past the line of scrimmage, Penn State's linebackers, and they weren't quite as athletic, I'm not talking about Micah, had trouble kind of with him. And I'm just envisioning a Penn State linebacker, group of maybe those three guys with that kind of speed on the field, with Brandon and Lance and maybe Micah, or at least two of those three. It might be a lot harder for Justin Fields to make some big plays on the Penn State defense, and they get them a little bit later in the year. I just wonder, when you talk about matchups and how Penn State's defense would match up with Ohio State and Fields specifically. I know it's a long season, but that's the team you got to beat, right?
Right.
I just wonder how that would look and how they might be able to maybe deal with Fields a little bit better.
Yeah, right. And sorry, Jim, the one thing I want to say, just think about it. They have the ability at the linebacker position to mix and match and match up whatever anybody wants to do, any way, shape, or form. When you've got Lance, Micah, Brandon Smith, Ellis Brooks, and Jesse Luketa, you want to, so they can mix and match to be, if you're going to come at them like Iowa want to go downhill, for example, or a team wants to try and smash mouth at them, or you want to try and run with them, okay, they can run with you as well. I just think the combinations and the way that they can, that Brent can mix and match however it works out, is would be fun to watch. And I can't wait to just see Lance Dixon play. I just can't wait to watch him play.
I'll tell you what, as long as we're bringing up bad memories, though, there, Bob, with Ohio State, and it wasn't just Justin Fields doing it. He kept doing it on third down, too.
Yeah.
Which is an absolute killer. All right, we've got one more to go, and this marks a milestone here as we flip over to the offensive side of the ball. First up is Saleem Worley. He's a four-star offensive lineman out of Delaware. He is listed at 6'3", 319, Bob.
Yeah, great size, pure guard, obviously. A lot of bulk, probably not done adding weight, but, you know, Penn State is pretty set at guard, I think, at the start of the next season with Miranda and C.J. Thorpe. You know, if he's going to play at all, I would think, unless there's an injury, he's not going to play much. I think he's a projection for, you know, you wonder about his redshirt sophomore year. You wonder about maybe Miranda and CJ Felix and guys that are probably going to be here, you know, through their fifth year because it took them a while to get on the field. So Wormley is probably more of a projection unless there's a really significant injury. He's going to have time to get bigger and stronger. I think he's clearly a reserve guy, but to be a reserve offensive lineman is a lot different than being a reserve defensive tackle. They don't want to play four or five of those guys. They basically play two, maybe three. Maybe Wormley can be that third guy. There's some other guys they're going to consider as well. But I think Saleem Worley's best football will probably be 2 years from now.
So my question is, Bob, so we know, obviously, you mentioned C.J. Thorpe and Mike Miranda. But beyond that, at the guard position.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the depth. I'm thinking, okay, you got redshirt junior Anthony Wiggin, right? You got Juice Scruggs, who's coming off that horrific back injury from the car accident. Mm-hmm. That is a huge unknown as a redshirt sophomore with medical redshirts probably to come. But beyond what we know and what we're sure of, I was looking at it from that perspective. I'm like, could he be in a position for those first line, you know, backup minutes?
Yeah.
Because Kirk runs more, you know, like it was fun to watch the guards pull last year, but I don't think Kirk Schrock is going to do that. He runs a lot of inside outside zone read, which is beat the dude in front of you, and that's the lane.
Yeah, real quick, not having the spring really hurt a guy like Wormley because for the reps and all that, they're not going to play him unless they can trust him.
All right. That has to be it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Bob. Make sure you download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store, or you could go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and get all of our segments. We will see you next time.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.